And it's time to talk with Joanne Hughes from the Renaissance Shop. How's it going, Joanne?
We're doing fine. And finally, next Thursday, February 22nd, we're going to be opening the main shop, the little shop. So okay. We'll have the barn. Some people that have come in, they think the barn is the only place, but they'll say, what's that one over there? And I said, well, that's our little shop, our regular shop. And it is loaded. I was amazed the guys were able to finish everything without taking everything out. They just moved it from one side to the other.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, wow. Because I thought, John, we had no place to put things.
It's always a challenge anytime.
And that would have been more work for them taking it out to the barn anyway.
Yeah, and there wouldn't have been no room to walk around in the barn either.
Exactly. So it's worked out okay. It's been so they got through. The only thing we have to do this next week before we open is the gals have a lot of marking to do in the back room because things continue to come in every day. You know, just when the gals have everything marked and out and everything. And then, I mean, I'm not complaining. I think it's wonderful. This is a very generous community. Things are always brought in.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people who regularly listen to this know that every time people donate to this and every time you buy something.
Absolutely. You're doing it. And, you know, it's like Christmas every day at the shop because they never know what they're going, what's going to be in the next bunch of boxes that come in, you know?
You know, I just put away my jingle bells. Otherwise, I would have ho-ho.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, did I tell you about the antique skis I brought in?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I had them at our ski house in New York for a long time. And I thought, well, I mean, it's something I never use. They're really old. They're really, really big ones. And they're made of maple.
And are they the ones that they have the leather straps that you tie on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. They were really, I don't know when they're probably about 100 years old, I guess. I don't know. But they're decorative. I mean, a couple of the guys that came in that looked at them, they said, oh, yeah, I could ski on those.
Well, it takes a little bit getting used to. We had a pair of skis like that when I was a kid. The previous people had left it behind in the house. And I remember my brother taking it in the backyard. And we didn't have much of a hill, but he fell over several times. And, you know, he didn't break an ankle, but I'm amazed that he didn't.
I can't believe how heavy they are. They're made of maple.
Yeah.
And we compared to the skis today, they've gotten wider and shorter and lighter.
And yes.
I can't imagine making those turns with skis that long.
No.
Someone will be interested in them. And they're definitely homemade, especially the poles are.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, they're quite old, but they're still in good condition. And I have a good friend who was a hot dogger.
Oh, really?
Like 40 years ago. And he used to use skis like that. And I can't imagine.
Oh, my.
With skis like that.
Yeah, that's a challenge. But
anyway, so they're there. And we get lots of, we also have, with all the snow, we have some new snowshoes. They're really, really good.
Oh, really?
Ones.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Brand new. It looks like we got about 5 or 6 pairs, and sometimes I'm not sure where they came from, maybe a business, but they're really nice. And we do get some sports equipment. We get skis and ski boots, and someone came in and got a nice pair of boots the other day. His boot fell apart, or the heel of it came off, and I guess he was in a race or something. I don't know. Anyway, he needed boots in a hurry. If you need a boot or something, you know, it's a good place to check.
It never hurts to check, yeah.
Right. You never know what you'll find. We actually get some clothing. We don't get a lot. But anyway, in talking about the shop, you know, you can come in and spend from 50 cents to thousands of dollars. We have everything from, inexpensive gifts. And I mentioned so many times that the kids have a good time coming in. Their money goes a lot further, and we have good books, and we have pet items, very practical things, but also some in the shop, we have some beautiful antique furniture, absolutely gorgeous. So I'm sure people will find some nice things. So it comes in, we have chandeliers and lamps, and we find, you know, there's a couple that came in and they moved here from Massachusetts. and just bought a place. And she's been in every week with her daughter, and she's finding everything she needs, from the rug on the floor to the chandelier to the coffee pot. Just a little bit of everything.
Well, that's a good way to furnish your new place.
And, you know, think about it. You're finding it. It's easier. It's a better buy. You're buying quality items, and you're also helping the community.
Absolutely. A new community that they're now a part of, and even more of a part of.
Right. So, and, you know, really unique things. And when I say beautiful furniture, I mean really, really beautiful. So we get handmade things all the time. We have beautiful beds. Not a lot of it. It's mostly furniture and dishes and pot. We got a load of new pottery in.
Really?
You know, would really be great gifts for someone.
Yeah.
You know, coffee mugs with different decorative coffee mugs. And it seems like people never have enough. You know, that's something they use all the time. So, but one thing that we sell out on quite quickly, we've had a number of beautiful sectionals in recently. And they really, we had three last week and they sold right away. So somebody really got good buys. Sectionals and recliners. They don't last long, but we keep getting them in. So that's good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mentioned to people, if they come in and it's not like, you know, we could order anything like, oh, gosh, I love that blue sofa, but it's sold. It's not like we can order another one because, you know, everything's donated. So, you know, just check back again if you start, you know, because you never know what will come in the next day. And like I said, we are getting things in every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It keeps the gals in the back room that are marketing pretty busy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you mentioned earlier on some of our previous interviews, they make great slipcovers these days. So if you find something at the shop that has the right, you know, has the right vibe but not the right color, you can always just go.
But, you know, it's a good idea anyway. I mentioned to you, I bought a nice, really nice sofa at the shop I started at the shop 20 years ago. So it was probably about 18 years ago.
Okay.
And I have two big Maine Coon cats. They're about 22 pounds each, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They went to work on it, and I didn't realize it until I was cleaning behind the sofa one day, and I realized, oh, my gosh, they really did a job on this sofa. So I went online and bought a cover that was very easy to put on, this washable, that is the same color as a sofa. And you put the pillows on it, you wouldn't even know it looks like it was made for it.
Right.
So if you come in and you find a great sofa that's full and it's the right price, I guarantee it'll be the right price. But if you don't like the color, or if you have cats like I do, or a dog that's going to, just go online and they have slipcovers for everything, for the chairs, you know, so it'll also save your sofa. I didn't get to it in time.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
It was the first time I've had cats that did that. I'm a dog person, so dogs don't do things like that.
Well, most dogs don't.
I mean, just maybe dog hair, you know, but they tear apart like the cats do.
Yeah, well, not usually, but yeah.
So if you come in and you see a nice sofa or a chair, keep in mind that, you know, if it's not the right color, slip covers, they make them, they're beautiful now, and they're inexpensive, and you can take them off and throw it in the wash.
Yeah.
And in addition to all of the nice furniture that we have, and you get great buys, we have things for the kids, we have puzzles and games, and we get a lot of jewelry, some estate jewelry, you know, a lot of it is costume jewelry, but vintage, you know, we get a lot of jewelry that is like from the 30s and 40s, which people find very interesting.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole market for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
So you never know. If you're looking for a gift for someone, you know, we have got something for everybody. We have, you know, like I said, we get people's collections. We get really great mugs. We get duck decoys. We get sports equipment. So a lot of books.
Well, that's good to know. And the Renaissance Shop is currently only open 3 days a week, isn't it?
Right. And I'm sure we'll probably just continue it a little while, but we will be open. The little shop, the main shop, will be open February 22nd, which is next Thursday. And for the time being, I'm not sure how long. Right now, we're a little short on volunteers. We're going to stay with the Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the time being.
Yeah.
But I'll announce on the radio when we go back to, you know, Tuesday for the full 5 days.
Yep, you'll hear it here first.
Right. And tell you when we're going to go back to the regular time.
Yeah.
But, you know, John, it gets a little quieter here in the wintertime anyway. You know,
yeah.
It's always in the summer.
And it's time to, as people in their houses or not in their houses, they come back and figure out, gee, I need to do this, that, the other thing. And
right.
So that has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
We get people that come by and they just, if they're in town and they're doing their laundry or whatever at the store, they just stop by for a minute because, like I said, it's not something that they never know what they're going to find. And unique items and furniture and lamps and chandeliers and everything. So, you know, it's always a surprise because you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, that it is. Well, Joanne, can't wait until next week and find out what surprises lay ahead.
John, you have a good week.
You too.